We're continuing to look at Paul and Barnabas' journey from Paphos to ancient Pisidian Antioch, found in Acts 13, verses 13 through 15. Luke records for us, after setting sail from Paphos, Paul and his companions came to Perga and Pamphylia, where John left them to return to Jerusalem. Now, we've seen some archaeology connected with Perga and Aphrodisias, and we've looked at some geography. So now that we have our sea bearings, we return to the earlier question, why Perga? Well, many scholars suggest that this choice was probably centered on the fact that Perga had a large Jewish population. In Acts 14:26, we will find that Paul stopped to preach in Perga on his return journey from Pisidian Antioch. Now, Perga no doubt had a synagogue, if not more than one. Barnabas and Paul probably wanted to visit other Jewish communities along the Kestros River Valley. These communities will be more likely to provide them hospitality along their route. Once Barnabas and Paul landed at one of the regional seaports, they either walked the coastal road to Side, which had a road leading inland directly to Perga, or they took a smaller ship from one of the ports to the mouth of the Kestros River. Paul and Barnabas then either took a small boat up the Kestros to Perga or simply walked the 7 miles. Whatever route they chose, the trip from Perga to Pisidian Antioch was both difficult and dangerous. While there were some excellent Roman roads at this time, they were designed primarily for commercial and military wagons and carts, and they were connected to the major centers relevant to these activities. A network of less durable gravel and earth roads, as well as footpaths, connected the smaller towns and villages. These often went through rough terrain and were frequented by robbers and thieves who could operate more freely on these paths than on the well-policed paved roads. As the book of Acts indicates, Paul deliberately traveled to cities with Jewish populations. Perga was a major city, and its presence of a Jewish community there made it an ideal base for Paul's first missionary journey through Anatolia, what we know today as Turkey. In doing so, the apostles crossed from Barnabas' native island of Cyprus to the south coast of Paul's native land of Asia Minor. Now, up to this point, we have been emphasizing Barnabas and Saul's journey from Paphos to Pisidian Antioch. Of course, there was a third member of the party. You know his name, John Mark. Luke tells us that when the trio finally arrived in Perga, John left them to return to Jerusalem. Now, I find it interesting that Luke presents this information in half of a sentence, writing matter-of-factly. He doesn't explain why John Mark left Barnabas and Paul at Perga and returned to his home in Jerusalem. 2 chapters later, in Acts chapter 15, verse 38, Luke will note that Paul considered John Mark's departure as an act of desertion. We are left with many questions about what happened, but we simply don't have any clear answers. F.F. Bruce writes, perhaps he was unprepared for the increasing rigors which evangelism in Asia Minor would involve. Perhaps he resented the way in which his cousin Barnabas was falling into second place behind Saul. John Stott also has some views on that, and we'll see that next time on Verse by Verse.